Thanks for connecting in, Chris. Now I had to go to the Android and do it here so I could see the names. KB3JQ kill.
All right, good evening, everyone. This is Marty, KB3MXM. Just give me a few moments here. I get some of my notes together, and we'll get started. Stand by, please. This is the Maryland, D.C. EchoLink Conference on the WB3GXW repeater system. Please stand by. All right, good evening, guys. Gals, thank you very much for joining the EchoLink Conference. Let me get an audio check, let's see if everybody hears me. Good signal, I hope. Go ahead.
Sounds good here in Frederick.
All right, thank you very much. All right, we'll go ahead and get started here. I'm going to talk a little bit about the section, some activities that are coming up, opportunities for us to get involved, and some fun stuff, and then we'll get right to the group. So stand by. Let me get my laptop warmed up. Oh, there it is, and I'll be right back. This is KB3MXM. So we're in the spring. Late. Soon will be summer, and the ham fests are underway, and we've got a couple of them coming up too. You'll notice in the section news this month, I've decided that it's better if I don't try to copy the league's information on upcoming upcoming ham fests. So I've decided just to put the link in there, so you guys can go right there and find it. You know, you can put an MDC section, you put a zip code, you can really focus down on exactly what you're looking for. Also, I also decided that it would be best for us to have a link to the testing sessions and any training sessions as well. And so I put a link in there for that this month. Also, now that we're into the warmer part of the year and a lot of exercises going on, you see I put some information there about exercises. So we've got a few coming up. We've got great relationships with Red Cross, and so we've got some exercises with them, and some other ARES activities coming up. You know, we're getting a little bit more organized on the ARES Connect part. Very, very important that we adopt that. That's a national program, and it'll be a great program once we have everybody included in it. It'll be able to track all of your activities, and if an event happens, whether it be a national emergency, local emergency, the resources can be quickly determined, and then your section emergency coordinator or section manager or others can determine who's available. Break. Sent the section news out. You know, unfortunately, guys, sometimes you just, no matter how hard you try, you just mess it up. You notice you got it twice. I apologize. The first time I sent it out, I didn't realize the date was Saturday, and I really didn't want to get a whole bunch of emails, so I figured I'll just change the date to Friday, as it always is, and I'll send it out again. I think you all figured that out. But the reason I mention that is if you have activities and things like that and you want to share and get them in the section news, you know, we're always looking for good stories and stuff coming up, so don't forget to share it with us. I don't think I want to go through any of the other stuff on here. I think the section news pretty much covers what's going on in the section and what's going on around. What I like to do now is I'm working off my phone here, so I unfortunately can't see the list when I'm talking. But we'll go around the horn here and get some inputs, and I'll call your call signs out. So before we do that, I think WI3N, Jim. Jim is here, and we just talked on the phone a little while ago. Jim, do you have anything from the division level that you'd like to share with the group? Go ahead, sir.
Okay, thank you very much, Marty. Actually, not a whole lot at this point. Tom's going to have another cabinet meeting coming up in July and see where things go from there. Lots of stuff going on, but I don't have anything really specific to report. So thank you, and back to Net, WI3N.
All right, Jim. Thank you very much, indeed. All right, let me see if do we have our Skywarn reps, and then we'll go to section staff. Do we have our Skywarn reps? Let's see. I saw one just a second ago on there. Let me see if I can get back to.
N3RO is here, Marty.
All right, N3RO. Go ahead, Rick.
There we go. Hi, Marty. Good evening to you and the net. reminding Skywarden coordinators, tomorrow is the Skywarden coordinators quarterly meeting down at Sterling, Virginia, National Weather Service at 10:30 tomorrow morning. I'm planning on being there for Frederick County. And it was 1 month ago, it was Friday night during this net that we had a severe storm come through Frederick area, tornado warning and severe storm. We kept checking in and out of this net on the 7-3 repeater. It seems like as soon as we checked into the section net here, things got heated up again and we had to go back to a directed net on the repeater. And I think we went back and forth a couple of times during the hour net between 8 and 9. Things are quieter tonight. The storms are over west into Virginia for the severe stuff. Nothing in Frederick here tonight. And other than that, we'll turn it back to Nat. Thanks, Marty. N3RO.
All right. Thank you very much, Rick, and appreciate that update. All right, in no particular order. Oh, wait a minute. Let me go to W3YVQ. Father Al is our section traffic manager and on staff here. So, Father Al, a few words for the group, and we'll go through the rest of the list after you. Go ahead.
Well, good evening, Marty, and good evening, Mr. Jim, and everyone else here on the conference. Glad to see you all here. And the topic for discussion tonight, in order to avoid taking up too much time, has to do with the fact that when we run exercises for last resort communications, such as we might do for FEMA and other agencies, they already know we have the capability to work our manual nets for voice and CW, and that we have a hybrid radiogram that can handle the ICS form content between the breaks, which can be processed through our digital traffic network nationwide, but also that we have Winlink capability, which is the thrust of my comments tonight, Break. It's quite good that many of our counties, or some of our counties at least, have developed a peer-to-peer radio email capability, which gives us nice forward error correcting and full email formatted content for sending ICS forms of any kind listed in the FEMA pamphlet. However, there may be occasions, and it's more likely these days, that you'll need to send messages to other jurisdictions, either other FEMA offices or other offices that are necessary to support a NIMS ICS deployment and the needs of the section chiefs. In that case, you're going to need from your individual counties the ability to connect to the Winlink network countrywide, not just peer-to-peer locally. In that case, you might want to review here in fairly short order the capabilities of the people in your county to connect to a gateway station either on packet radio on 2 meters or 450 or on HF Pactor or Winmore. Number of stations through which you can achieve network connection. The advantage is that any station anywhere can connect to any port it can hit, and the mail addressed to someone elsewhere can be retrieved by that station through any port and mode that he has available to him. What that means is that your stations are going to need to make a connection to either a packet gateway here in this section or an HF gateway outside the section during an emergency or an exercise break. And that does present some unique issues. One is HF propagation. During the daytime on 80 and sometimes even on 40, being able to hit gateways gets difficult because of the D-layer absorption. So for HF, you might want to think about 20 meters or higher in order to reach, if the band's open, gateway stations in other states, like Florida or up in New England, in order to post traffic for FEMA Region 3, for example. And you can also have Mike and 7 NMS out in Cumberland run in gateway mode instead of peer-to-peer mode, and he can make the connections. On the other hand, if you're restricted to making a packet connection, here's another tip, Break. even though a packet RMS gateway station operating under WinLink can store and forward traffic to other connectees with no internet connection, it cannot handle mail going outside of the local connectees to the global connections on the network, unless that gateway station makes use of its tri-mode software and a PacTor modem to be able to connect other gateways elsewhere in the country to push traffic wherever it has to go for a NIMS ICS command. So talk to your gateway operators or look at perhaps getting permission from the WinLink development team for an ad hoc gateway with tri-mode and a PacTor modem to be able to get on HF effectively when you have to reach quite far out of the section to make a connection to the network. But that all sounds simple. You know, HF connections, not to mention radios and antennas, and HF backdoor gateways elsewhere in the country at different times of the day require a different connection strategy, different propagation, different band choice, etc. And unless your operators have practiced that, it is a brick wall. So food for thought. The WinLink system covers the entire United States, so there's no FEMA office or depot for any of our other VOAD-type serve agencies that cannot be reached by it, provided there are people at the far end to make the delivery for you, or they have an Aries Manning on-site situation. Anybody has any questions, feel free to contact me at arrl.net, and good luck in the exercises coming up. W3YVQ, 7:30.
Okay, Father Al, thank you very much. And you have capabilities in the messaging. I would also encourage you to read about the ISCS 213, 205s. You know, those are indeed the formats that you'd see. But keep in mind that a 213 is by no means a standard form. I have seen 213s out of counties and states and other jurisdictions that are quite unique. So keep that in mind. It's much different than a radiogram formatting. So the idea is, as long as you know, you're passing it along, you're not reading the mail. So, all right, let's go over to one of our linked repeaters, and then we'll go back to the list here real quick. Let's go over to N3HF. N3HF, anyone on the repeater or the link system? Your call sign, please. All right, nothing heard there. Philip. W3ICF, go ahead and check in with me there, sir, and then call anyone on your system, please.
Yeah, good evening there, Marty. W3ICF here. I'm not sure if there's anybody out there, but we'll just take a break here and see. Is there any check-ins on the W3ICF-R repeater? Come ahead and check in with the ARRL Maryland DC section.
W3FFW, just checking in.
Any other comments for the net?
I actually just tuned in, and this is the first time on this particular net, so I don't have any comments at this time. W3FFW.
W3FXW, W3ICF. Okay. Let's see. Is there anybody else on the W3ICF-R repeater? W3ICF standing by here. Last call for check-ins from the W3ICF-R repeater, 14673. Marty, I guess that's it from our repeater, and I don't have anything really significant to add to the net tonight, so I'll just go back in listening mode. W3ICF, back to net control.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. Let me just confirm, and I'm not sure, Whiskey 3, is that Foxtrot, Foxtrot Whiskey, or Foxtrot Echo Whiskey? I'm not sure. Give me your call sign and your first name so I can put it on my roster list, sir.
That's Whiskey 3, Foxtrot Whiskey. First name's Rick from Thurmont, Maryland.
Okay, Rick, I got it. Thank you very much for doing that, gentlemen. All right, let's go back to our list. I'm going to start right here. I happen to see, I see Mike, K2JAI, in his system. Mike, why don't you give us a reason, anybody connected to the K2JAI? Go ahead.
Good evening, Marty and everyone. Couple things going on here. Tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, will be our monthly Aries meeting at the EOC in Glen Burnie. So we're getting the group together for that. We have a good agenda planned. We are working on the planning of two exercises with the county here. One is a tabletop exercise coming up this month, and then that will be followed by a functional exercise, which is out in July. And so we're very pleased to be working right along with them, planning it and having a part in executing it as well. And of course, that's near the end of the month on the 28th, we'll have monthly VE testing at the National Electronics Museum, which is done by the Maryland Mobileers VE Group. Okay, at this point, let me ask if anyone else would like to check into the net on the 442 repeater in Annapolis. Please call now. This is KA2JAI.
Whiskey Julia 3 Kilo.
Kilo Charlie 3 India Quebec X-ray.
Alpha Echo 6 Echo.
All right, very good. Thank you. And thank you, Mike, for those words. Saturday monthly meeting, two exercises, tabletop and a functional. That's a good opportunity, especially tabletops and actual functional exercises. I would encourage everyone to, you know, if it's capable of you listening, you'd be really surprised the amount of information and knowledge and experience you can gain from listening to some of these on-air exercises, especially traffic systems or special events where amateur radio is being used to provide situational awareness. So very, very important. Let's go over to WJ3K. Gordon, go right ahead.
WJ3K. Looking forward to that Aries meeting tomorrow morning. We're going to explore some of the interesting aspects of Winlink on VHF and practice getting more of our Aries operators familiar with it. We're going to have a training session on that tomorrow morning with Mike and several of us, trying to do what we can do to explain it to others, and it's going to be an interesting thing. We're going to develop that in Anne Arundel County and use it for a functional exercise in July. This is WJ3K.
All right. Excuse me. Thank you. Let's go to Kilo Charlie 3, India, Quebec X-ray. Go right ahead. Do you have a few comments for the net, sir?
It's Dave in Glen Burnie, first time on the net. No other traffic.
All right, Dave. That sounds like a trained operator right there. Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it. No, good job. Very good job. And you heard there's opportunities to get on there. You know, net control in our nets, we use them in traffic nets, we use them in special events, among other things. And Father Al and I have talked in great lengths about net control's responsibilities and how to be transparent. So it sounds like you might be a good net controller. I like that. Get in and get it out. Okay, let's go to Alpha Echo 6 Echo. And what do you have for the net, guy?
This is Alpha Echo 6 Echo. Name here is Craig. I spell Charlie Romeo Alpha India Golf in Annapolis through probably October. Over.
All right, Craig. You're here for your call is not third region, but you're leaving us in October. Is that what you said?
Yes, sir. I expect to be in Annapolis through October 31st. Here for the season. Over.
All right, very good. Well, thank you for joining us this evening. All right, this is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland DC Echolink Conference here on the WB3GXW Echolink system. We're going to take a break so that the repeaters reset, and when we come back, we're going to go to WA3 Whiskey Joe. That'll be next. So let's take a break. Used to hear on TV? Turn on the tube and make your color teeny. I'm sure some of you know who that is. All right, we'll be right back. All right, that wasn't very long, was it? Let's go to Joe, Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey. Anything from that, sir?
Good evening, Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey. Joe checking in from Columbia, Maryland. Nothing bad tonight, sir. I'm glad you're on.
Roger that, Joe. Let's go to Everett, Whiskey Alpha 3, Delta, Victor, Oscar. Go ahead, Everett.
Whiskey Able 3, Delta, Victor, Oscar. Nothing to report. Just sitting back here enjoying the net. Everyone have a good weekend. Whiskey Alpha 3, Delta, Victor, Oscar, Lane of Maryland.
All right, thank you, sir. Let's go to Mike, Kilo 3, Delta, Oscar. Go ahead, Mike.
Good evening, Marty, out here in Dayton, or Xenia, I guess it is. Just wanted to check into the net tonight and kind of hear what was going on, but don't really have much else to add, so I'll send it back over to you, Marty.
Oh, yeah, okay. You're not stroke 8 for being in Hamfest. How's it going out there?
Actually, it's very good. A little bit of rain overnight made it a little bit muddy, but it's going to be nice tomorrow. And it actually was a decent day after the rain stopped. So I also had the pleasure of meeting your new CEO today. He spoke at one of the forums I was in, and I talked to him a little bit afterwards, so Howard. So anyway, he's doing good. It's good this year. So it's always good. Just it's good this year because of all the rain so far. All right, K3DO, back over to you, Marty.
All right, Mike, thank you. I have a Whiskey Tango 3 Charlie checked in on an iPad, so I'm sure that might not be your name, but I can't say that it isn't. Who do we have? Whiskey Tango 3 Charlie. How about a few comments for the net, sir? Thank you for joining us.
Okay. Whiskey Tango 3 Charlie here. Tom in Harford County. Thanks for letting me listen in. No traffic.
All right. Very good, Tom. Tom's cross-banded. Maybe. He's on wireless, perhaps. We'll say he is. Thanks, Tom, for checking out of Harford County. Let's go to Scott, KB3JQQ. And, Scott, anybody who's linked into you, why don't you give him a call? A few words from your station, sir. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I guess I'll take a good time to mention that we need to continue to support the Amateur Radio Parity Act. They got another one of those love notes from the Condo Association. So if you'd like to hear me keep going on the Baltimore traffic net, we need to keep up on our Congress people with that. Other than that, I built myself a DMR hotspot out of a Raspberry Pi and a modem board. Just, you know, dirt cheap out of parts I had. And been listening to people going back and forth at Dayton on that. Back to net, KB3JQQ.
Oh, very good. Very good, Scott. Very good. You know, this is a good example of radio over IP. And it is a way to bring their disparate systems kind of together. And some of you already know about these systems. They're online. As a matter of fact, they're connected to D-Star, Fusion, DMR, P25. There's a whole variety of those. And there's some hands out there doing some wonderful things with basic equipment and some knowledge. And then publishing it either at YouTube or on their club websites. And this is great to share. This is what makes the hobby really great. All right, thank you. Yeah, did you say you have anybody on your system or you didn't call anybody? Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, if there's anyone else. If there's anyone that can hear me on this, listening to this link, call in now. It's KB3JQQ.
Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf.
Oh, Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf, he's on the system. Yeah, Chris, you got anything for the net this evening, sir? He's a Baltimore traffic net manager. Anything you'd like to share with the net? Go ahead.
AB3WG, good evening, Marty, and thank you, Scott. Baltimore traffic net continues to meet each evening, 6:30 p.m., for traffic handling and training. And we're currently working with local Aries groups to learn more about what those folks are doing and to find ways that we can work together. I'm looking forward to being at the Anne Arundel County Aries meeting tomorrow morning and meet up with those folks and learn more about what they're doing. And hopefully we can find ways of working together and learning from each other and to help each other. So we're looking forward to that. And we'll report more at a later time. So that's all I have for tonight, Marty. Thank you. AB3WG.
All right. Very good, Scott. Chris. And Scott reports that, he forgot the other connection, too. So many connections. All right. Thank you. All right, Scott, anything else to add before we move on, sir?
No, just that found it amazingly easy to put a hotspot together and you don't have to pay $150. I spent $18 I had everything else. I just needed the modem board. KB3JQQ.
4, Quebec, November, Oscar, affordable.
Okay, Scott, thank you for that. And I got the Quebec, November, Oscar standby, sir. And I got a note from Father Al on the text thing about having also that digital traffic nets as well. So, and you know, there's if you're into digital, nothing better than practicing with a fellow ham, you know, passing traffic in other modes too. So, it's all about how it takes or what it takes to get it there. All right, let me grab the call sign that the gentleman just checked in, and then I'll say hang on just a second. I got the Quebec November Oscar. Give me the front end of that thing.
And this is Kilo Echo 4, Quebec November Oscar. Chris with a K, Kilo Romeo India Sierra. We're in Frederick, Maryland. Over.
Okay, Chris, stand by. We'll get right to you. Let me pick up Cliff, KB3, Papa Mike Lima. Go ahead, Cliff.
Hey, good evening. I'm a recent transplant from the Delaware section. My wife and I moved to Salisbury, Maryland back in March, and that's the first time on the net, so hopefully I'll hear you guys next time. KB3, PMO.
All right, very good, Cliff. You can tell we're just a happy lot over here. We pull the whole section together. I mean, we're all just getting to... Where can you get that kind of enjoyment in less than an hour? All right, how about November 3, Tango, Juliet, Oscar. Tommy, a few comments from the net, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Marty. Good evening, everybody. We set up a booth at the College Park Aviation Museum STEM event with some Bishop O'Connell high school students, and with KM4ZZN and N3IYI, we did some amateur radio demonstrations, hotspot demonstrations, and we handed out a bunch of AWRL and Skywarn literature. So hopefully we got a convert. That's it for me. N3TJO back to the control.
Yeah, I did. That's a great idea. Look at that. That's a great idea. So I did something similar. I saw the Girl Scouts out selling cookies, and I had some of those STEM flyers that you get from the league. And I handed it to one of the scoutmasters and said, you know, maybe you could pass out not only to your scouts here, but how about anyone who would be interested in scouting? You can show them that there's STEM programs available, too, through amateur radio. That's a great idea, Tommy. Congratulations on getting that pull put together. All right. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland, D.C. Echolink Conference here on the WB3GXW repeater system and Echolink system. We're going to take a quick break. Repeaters reset. And then right as we come back, we're going to go to Dan, November, Foxtrot, Foxtrot. All right, Dan, stand by. We'll be right back. All right, Dan, you're up, my friend. Kilo Charlie 3, November, Foxtrot, Foxtrot. You go right ahead and tell us what's going on over there and share something with the net. Thanks. All right, Dan, maybe I got a different Dan. How about Kilo Charlie 3? November Kilo Foxtrot. How would that do, Dan? Sorry, I got the wrong call. Go ahead, Dan. All right, Dan, we're not getting any audio from you, my friend. You check those settings. We'll get back to you. We're not going to forget about you. All right? We'll get back to Dan. All right, let's go to Chris. Kilo Bravo 3, Charlie Sierra. Go ahead, Chris. Oh, no problem, Chris. I saw your note. No audio. Okay, very good. Hey, it's okay. It's good to have that too, because we can. I'll see you're putting me in a bad spot. I can't, oh, somebody else just texted. Great. Okay. All right, Chris. Very good. Let's go to W3TDH. I don't think I've called him. Nope, I haven't. Let's go to W3TDH next. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Has anybody mentioned the Skywarn meeting tomorrow?
Yes, sir. Someone did mention that, but please go right ahead.
Okay, well, the Skywarn meeting is 10:30 to 12 tomorrow at the Weather Service Forecast Office in Sterling. Entrance via Thunder Road or Weather Service Road. I believe both entrances are working, although I won't swear to it. And that runs to 12, as I said, and that's for anybody interested in helping to coordinate the Skywarn amateur radio support of the Weather Service, and appreciate interested parties showing up. As you know, we've had, you know, a little bit of severe weather on and off through this last several weeks, and we're Chris Strong out there at the Weather Service said we're in a lower spot now, but don't get complacent because it's going to come roaring back not too long from now. Second thing is we're participating in the mass casualty exercise between the hospitals that the section emergency coordinator is organizing, and Al Taylor, coordinator for the communication service here in Montgomery County, is lining up operators for the three radio-equipped hospitals. So that's going forward, and we've been already participating in two previous exercises with them, one with the MedStar people and one with the whole area. And that's what I have for you right now. So I'll turn it back to you, sir, W3TDA.
All right, Tom, thank you very much. All right, I'd like to go to WB3IGW, and then after that we'll pick up WA3TOI. WB3IGW, go ahead.
Good evening, Marty, and good evening to everybody else on the net. It's been a long time since I've been on the EchoLink net, and my microphone might not be the greatest, so I'm hoping my audio is getting through okay. I'm a member of the Maryland Mobileers, the club treasurer, and I will be at the Aries meeting tomorrow in Glen Burnie myself. So that's about all I have, Marty, and back to you. WB3IGW, this is David.
Okay, very good, David. Thank you. And Dan writes back. He says, no mic. I've been there. I had a headset mic that I used to use. On the old laptop, it was split plugs. One was for phone, one was for headset. And I took very good care that I wouldn't damage those two connections because they were, like, really short wires. And then there was the connectors. As it turned out, the earpiece broke finally off the headset, so all of that tender loving care for naught, because once the earpiece fell off, then pretty much the headset fell apart. Been there, done that. I'm sure we all have. So, excuse me. Thank you, Dan, for joining us this evening. All right, let's go over WA3TOY. A few words, sir. He's all guy, one guy.
Good evening, Marty, and everyone else. Now, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to make the Skywarn meeting tomorrow, because I'm going to be going to the Aries meeting. And we came in late tonight. Today's my daughter's birthday, so we just got home from taking her out to dinner for her birthday. And with that, I'm going to kick it back to you, Marty, because I don't have much else. WA3TOY.
All right, Kurt, very good. Thank you very much. WB3GXW, John. I'm hoping I'm not forgetting anybody, and if I am, I'm sure you guys will remind me. Let me take care of Dave. Rick checked off, and got him checked off, and Chris. All right. WB3GXW, John, are you on the air, sir? And if you want to add a few words, maybe something about bulletins and things like that, and make us get our interest in again. Go ahead.
I have a feeling he went to Dayton, and there probably won't be any bulletins this weekend. AB3JQ2.
You know, Scott, that's a good guess. Okay, we'll cross him. I'll put a circle next to him as being out. Let's go down to Steve, KC3DSO Steve. A few comments from the net, sir. Go ahead.
Steven, KC3DSO to everyone on the net. Sorry for being a little tardy. I think I missed some of the stuff that went on before I got here. I won't keep anybody too long. Our events are, we just put up a new UHF repeater up at Doctors Community Hospital, and it's functioning very well. So we're trying to get as many people as possible to give it a little bit of a working out so we can make any adjustments as needed. It's not on the TMARC list, but it's 447.325, and the PL is 110.9, in case anybody wants to play with it while they're in the area. And someone else did mention the Region 5 exercise is coming up next Thursday. PG Harris, Chris, we're going to have a bunch of facilities manned, not only the county, but, of course, throughout the counties in Region 5. This will be our first event where the PG County EOC is participating and allowing us to do injects through them for our team, so which is very nice. We're very excited about that. Our regular meeting is on Monday, and we're going to continue with our Aries MAT training, Aries Connect training that we're doing one class a month. This will be our sixth one, I think, our fifth or sixth one. And Jim, WB3KAS, went up to Hagerstown Saturday and taught a Windlink class. Very well received. A lot of people got a lot of information out, and Jim's classes are always very good and very well attended. He's a very good instructor. And that's it for me, Marty. Back to the net. Everyone have a great evening. I'll be in listening mode. KC3DSO.
All right. Thank you, Stephen. He's the assistant SEC, doing an absolutely fantastic job, Stephen, let me just say that, and very involved, so thank you. All right, now I'm going to ask for any alibis. Any stations not called or would like to be recognized, you know, as the DXers say, spread them out, guys. Let's see who else is on. We haven't checked in yet. Go ahead.
This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, through the WB3GXW machine. I wondered why my name was the only one on the list. So this is Milford and Bowie, and back to net, November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf.
Okay, Milford. My goodness. Yeah, I was wondering why you weren't on the list, but, you know, I've only got a tiny piece of real estate here on this phone right now. My internet connection is being temperamental, and I basically got the frustration level, and I was like, let's just use the phone. All right, Milford, thank you for checking in. Any other stations not recognized would like to check in at this time, please call now. All right, it sounds like it's going to be it this evening, and thank you all for joining. You know, it was a great turnout. Let's see, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 22, 23, 24. That's not a bad showing. That's a great net. A couple of reminders, the Holly Net, don't forget the Holly Net in the morning, and check out that information. Also, some Ham Fest coming up, I'm sure you'll see me there. We've got, what did I have on the list here, guys? Let me just take a quick look here. I think the next one coming up is Memorial Day on the 26th, West Friendship, all right? And we'll see you there at the Ham Fest. All right, last chance for alibis, and then we'll call it a night. KAB3MXM, WB3GXW EchoLink Net. You're listening to the Maryland DC Monthly EchoLink Net. Any alibis before we close?
IVQ.
All right, Father Al, W3YVQ. Go ahead, sir.
Would you like me to read those four additional notes regarding digital messaging for the folks? There's so many of them on our radio links that I can't see the text boxes. Over.
Let me go back to where I'm talking. I see what you have on there, and it's interesting. You've talked about this before, and I'm not absolutely sure that everyone sort of gets the big picture, kind of the bubble picture of how things are connected. So let me just start by saying, and then Al, you can kind of finish up here. So if you think of it as being as basically a club sandwich here. You know, we're talking on the net here, and somewhere in the world, somewhere in the country, there's a traffic net going on HF, maybe one going on a VHF. But while all of that's happening, and in between all of that is also digital nets. So this is what Al was talking about, the note. So Al, share a little bit about the digital side of the traffic net, and then we'll close. I have about 5 minutes till. If you're not going to go five, that'll make me happy. Go ahead.
All right, very well. Let me let the repeaters reset. I forgot. I count to five. I hope that's enough for everyone. First of all, the Windlink network is very much like a global email system. You access it over the internet or via packet radio to gateway stations on the packet, or on HF, to gateway stations on HF using Pactor 3 or Windmar. When you post mail on that network, it goes to a central system, and the addressee, when he checks the network from anywhere in the country, his mail finds him and is downloaded to him. The other side of the digital network is the DTN, or Digital Traffic Network, used to be called NTSD, and on that there are hub stations located at region level throughout the country. And if our stations here in NBC post a radiogram, either a legacy type or a hybrid, onto the digital traffic for third region, it propagates across the country through the area hubs and region hubs elsewhere until it gets close to the point of delivery and a digital traffic station pulls it off. Both of those systems, Winlink and DTN, run 24/7, so they can make use of propagation when it exists to get traffic through, even during major blackout conditions, because they generally do not cover the entire country simultaneously, we pray. Break. Label message and export. Wizard entered ICS forms to a text file that you can attach to radio email. At your deployment sites, whether it's the EOC or in the field at shelters or at an NIMS ICS command under a section chief, you need to address how you're going to get their ICS interoffice memo into a digital format, namely a text file, to send. You need to practice that. FL message allows you to do that. You can even let the official fill out his own ICS form, and you can take the text file and run with it. Next, that very same ICS text content may be also pasted into a radiogram between the breaks, with the preamble, address, and signature being the same as a regular radiogram, but the ICS text format is going to be a fully email formatted text with upper lowercase and punctuation that can be pasted between the breaks and put onto the digital traffic network, and those messages will pass through the digital system. Next, the ICS 213 by FEMA's own description in their pamphlet is not suitable for use on radio networks without having some equivalent of the radiogram preamble tracking information properly for delivery, such as street address and phone number for the receiving agency and an authorizing signature. A lot of people do that by putting that information on the ICS form by hand. Others have printed special ICS 213 forms, which FEMA frowns on because they don't think people around the country are going to be doing that at the state EOCs very frequently. Break. And lastly, it's commonly done within sections to transfer ICS data point to point, one fellow reading it off an ICS form and the other fellow copying it onto one. So there is knowledge of the form arrangement and content necessity. But FEMA has cautioned us that they want that text passed in full case and punctuation as in the email format. And we have digital traffic stations on our NBC NTS staff, which are equipped to reach both the digital traffic network and the Winlink radio email system by radio when the infrastructure is down. All you have to do is contact our stations on MEPN. I can supply you call signs and modes on which they can receive such traffic. That's an important part of our superstructure for reaching outside of counties, statewide, or anywhere else in the country. Thank you, Marty, W3YVQ.
All right, very good, Father Al. And let me just add, too, that not only with WinLink, a lot of activity has been going on with WinMore as well. All right, that's for another conversation and another time. I want to thank everybody for joining us this evening. This is KB3MXM. I'm the Maryland, D.C. section manager, and your staff here in the sections. I wish you a very happy evening, and I hope to see you back here next month. So I'll say 7-3s to everyone. Have a good evening. KB3MXM.
WinMore is just another mode available for making HF connections with the WinLink applications, either airmail or express. And it does not use the expensive SCS modem, but rather a sound card tone set, which you can feed to your radios with something like Rig Blaster, etc. W3YVQ. It's a neat mode, and it's inexpensive. Good luck on field day in 7-3.